Laura Heffernan is at the protest with her 3.5-year-old son. He's holding a sign that says great-great-grandson of immigrants.
And then you have a photo on there.
Yes, those are my great-great-grandparents who came over from Ireland in the early part of the 20th century. Anytime the country allows fear and xenophobia to dominate, we all lose in the end.
Trump's order suspends new refugee admissions for 120 days, blocks travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries for 90 days, and bans Syrian refugees indefinitely.
I can't imagine what they're going through.
A Syrian-American Muslim woman at the rally doesn't want to give her name. She says it's because so many of her family members are still in Syria, and her interview could put them in danger.
People could be targeted just for having the same last name as mine.
She's here partly because she's worried about Syrian refugees.
To deprive them from freedom, to deprive them to have a better life for themselves, that stands against what America is.
Nearby, a group of immigration lawyers are holding heart-shaped balloons that say refugees are welcome. They say they've been on calls and researching all weekend to figure out how the order could affect their clients. Erica Curran directs the Immigrant and Human Rights Clinic at Florida Coastal School of Law. It offers free legal representation to children seeking asylum and victims of violent crime. Curran describes the vetting process for immigrants and refugees as extreme.
Most of the clients that we serve talk about, you know, multiple interviews, years waiting to get into the United States. So it just doesn't seem like it's going to make anyone any safer.
Hell no, GOP!
A handful of counter-protesters held Donald Trump campaign signs across from the demonstration. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.